This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome into Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world. Pinch me. I can't believe it's the first weekend of August already. Big show coming up. Lee Aronson is our first guest. He co-created Two and a Half Men and The Big Bang Theory. And he's got a movie called 40 Years in the Making, the magic music movie. Then Gary Bates will be here with a movie that is all about UFOs. You're going to love this. From Fox News, Lise Wheel will be on the show talking about a brand new book about hunting Charles Manson. You're going to love this. Our next guest worked in the White House for two presidents, Ben Coase. He's got a book called Bloody Sunday, combines the headlines with fiction. The Diesel Brothers on the Discovery Channel will be here talking about trucks. Coach Joe Gibbs from the Redskins and now a NASCAR owner. And Claire Robinson about summer entertaining. And it's all coming up this week with Ron Segi Today.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
In the event you just tuned in, we're nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today. I'm very excited to talk to our next guest. He has certainly changed the landscape of television in the 80s, 90s, into the 21st century. He's kind of like the modern-day Norman Lear. He really has had a ton of success with shows like The Love Boat and Charles in Charge, Who's the Boss, Sybil. Huge hit. Co-created Two and a Half Men and, of course, The Big Bang Theory, which is still so popular, as they all are. Actually, I watch Two and a Half Men like six times a day, and he's got a new movie out that I'm very anxious to talk to him about. Joining us right now is Lee Aronson. Hi, Lee. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Ron. Good to be here.
Well, I didn't mean to make it such a lengthy introduction, but I wanted to give you the credit that you actually deserve, because I did that one time with Steve Allen, and he said, geez, Ron, it sounds like an obituary, and I didn't mean it sounded like that. But
well, I think you give me a little too much credit. I've been a part of a lot of great shows. I didn't do them single-handedly, and, you know, Two and a Half Men I did co-create. The others I wrote or produced or contributed to in other ways. And it's been an honor and a pleasure to be part of so many great shows. But I can't take that much credit for them.
Well, I have to tell you, what I said about watching it is absolutely true. You know, I'm a big proponent of not watching or hearing a joke over over and over and over again, okay? I get mad at my sons because they watch Superman like 17 times. Or, of course, I do that with The Godfather. But when it comes to Two and a Half Men, where you know the punchlines, you know everything else, and you still watch it, it's proof in the pudding that that is a very well-written, well-produced show. I mean, it just is. It just works. It had the right chemistry, the right lines, everything.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I have to admit that I'm very proud of the first few seasons of that show. When I come across them on television, I'll stop and watch them.
Oh, yeah.
And I know them as well as anybody, but they still make me laugh.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And there's a girl on Criminal Minds that played one of the episodes, and she did a comedic part in Two and a Half Men and now doing a really great job as a dramatic actress. It just showed how you were able to take these different elements from actors and actresses and make them work. But let's talk about your latest venture. This is something that really is up my alley because I'm a singer, so I really get into this type of thing. 40 Years in the Making, the Magic Music Movie. That's the name of it, my friends. And this stemmed from a little bit of, I guess, the good old days, if you will. Explain that, Lee, because I love what you've done here.
Well, when I was a wee lad, I was a college student in 1972 at the University of Colorado in Boulder. I ran into a group of hippie musicians who would come down from the mountains and set up on the campus lawn and play these beautiful songs with guitars, mandolin, flute, tablas, all acoustic, and sang beautiful harmonies. You know, it was something very, very special. I became an immediate fan. And I'd go to see them wherever they played around Boulder, and then they disappeared. And never heard from them again. They never put out a record. And for, you know, 40 years, I had nothing but these songs in my head that I would sing to myself. And when I had kids, I'd sing them to my kids. But there was no way to listen to them, and I never knew what happened to them. So I decided to find out what happened to them. And I did. That's how it's an incredibly interesting story. Stuff happened in tracking them down and getting them back together again that I couldn't have possibly anticipated. But it was an incredible experience and turned into what people think is a pretty interesting movie.
How many were there and how difficult was it to track them down, Lee?
Well, there were probably seven people in and out of the band that I tried to reach. There was one that had been, one had passed away. One was estranged from everybody else because of a drug deal gone bad 40 years ago. One was resenting something else that had happened many years ago. It's just like any other group of people, you know. But their connection was very strong. A lot of them were still in touch with each other. So once I found one, it was fairly easy to track down a lot of the rest of them. And the greatest thing was I found out that they had a collection of tracks, about 40 tracks, that they'd recorded back in the 70s but never released. So I used this music to score the film, music that had been lost and never heard, but was 40 years old, and we're also putting out the soundtrack along with the film.
Well, I went online and I listened to it, and I really was blown away. You mentioned about the flute. There's a great flute part in one of the songs, but it reminded me of like a Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very clean sound.
You can call them Crosby, Stills, and Tull, you know,
yeah,
with the flute.
Yeah. You know, rewind back to the 70s, mid-70s. You know, everything was Casey and the Sunshine Band and Gloria Gaynor. There was the disco thing. So I'm sure record producers at that time, being involved with the music business as I have been, is, you know, if it's not trendy, they don't want to take a chance at it. Now, once it becomes established, that's a different story. But actually, the kind of music that is on this is reflective of the late 60s when there was kind of a more pure sound. I'm amazed that they didn't go further, but thanks to you, they are. And that's what's cool about this. Now, do you profile you in this and how you got to know these guys up what they referred to as the Boulder Revolution?
Yeah, I'm part of the film. I really wanted it to be their story, not mine. But, you know, inevitably, it became a little bit of my story too, because you know, it wasn't like they were just sitting around as a group waiting for me to come film them. I had to find them, and I had to convince them to, you know, to play together again and bring them back to Boulder, because they're scattered all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
And bring them back to Boulder for a reunion concert.
Are they going to go on the road? I mean, are they so hyped up about now their new found success, deservingly so after 40 years? Are they going to regroup permanently?
Well, I think that depends on how, you know, whether the movie gets, you know, gets seen and whether the soundtrack gets heard and played.
Mm-hmm.
I know they're doing a gig in Denver, along with the release of the film, later in August, I think August 17th. And, you know, we'll see what happens after that.
Well, you're talking about putting the band back together again. And what's funny is that normally, you know, bands, groups, singers, whatever the case may be, they have hit records, and then they go into the movie business. This happened kind of in reverse fashion. Now, I want to make note of the fact, for everybody listening, that it opens in Los Angeles and New York on the 3rd of August, and then it's everywhere on September 4th, including video on demand, correct, Lee?
Yeah, it's actually New York on the 3rd, L.A. on the 10th.
Oh, okay, all right. Where did you film it? Did you go back to Utah to do it?
I filmed in Boulder, Colorado, and I also filmed around the country in the places where these guys live now. We went to Carson City, Nevada, Martha's Vineyard, Birmingham, Alabama. So we were all over the place.
I don't know, it made me say Utah for some reason. Of course, Boulder, Colorado. I guess I got Utah on my mind. I don't know why. That's a good song, Utah on My Mind. That could be one of their songs.
Yeah.
All of these, Lee, are original that they do, though, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And the soundtrack's going to be released on September 14th. I think there's one song that's out to the radio this week called Bright Sun, Bright Rain.
Cool.
That if you can play it, you really should play it.
I will.
It's a marvelous song that hasn't been heard in 40 years.
In the time we have left, I would be remiss. One short Charlie Sheen story, Lee.
One short Charlie Sheen story. There is no such thing as a short Charlie Sheen story.
Okay, I'll leave you off the hook on that.
I will say, you know, contrary to his public persona, for most of the time that I worked with him, Charlie was a consummate professional,
yeah.
A lovely man, and extremely talented. You know, something happened near the end there that concerned us all, but he was not. I couldn't have done 9 years of a show with somebody who was what he appears to be to the public.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, and I believe that, too, because he is a talented man. Well, we are excited for you, Lee. The name of the movie is 40 Years in the Making, The Magic Music Movie.
You can go to magicmusicmovie.com, learn all about it, yes.
Lee, this has been a real pleasure for me talking with you, and I invite you to come back anytime. We'd love to chat about other projects that you have.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you, Lee. Lee Aronson, responsible for so many television shows over the past 40 years in the making, The Magic Music Movie, out in theaters and everywhere as we speak. Good premise for a movie. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. Well, our next subject, I think, intrigues every single person, not only here in the United States, but all around the world. And that, of course, is UFOs. And our next guest is bringing his book, Alien Intrusion, Unmasking a Deception, to the big screen nationwide. Joining us right now is Gary Bates. Hi, Gary. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ron. Good to talk to you.
You've done a lot of research. You've written a terrific book. This has an enormous reach as far as interest is concerned, and I know this has been done in the past with other ventures, but why just one night only? Because this is something that I know could perpetuate for weeks.
Well, absolutely. Well, we hope it will run more than one night, and ultimately that depends upon the attendance of the first night. This is something called the event cinema. We obviously don't have the dollars that Hollywood does, and so we're limited in terms of our exposure that we can get, but people viewing it can make a success. You know, we've had running a campaign on Facebook and social media to try to create awareness about it, interviews like this one. But you're right. I mean, the comments and the feedback we have is that people have always wondered. And it kind of does make you wonder because, you know, the modern UFO phenomenon, which really started in 1947, a businessman by the name of Kenneth Arnold was flying his planes over Mount Rainier in Washington, and he said he saw these nine-shaped discs following his aircraft, and he said they were like saucers skipping across the water, and that's the genesis of the term flying saucers. So 1947, right up to where we are today, 2017, and we just had news breaking a couple of weeks ago that the Pentagon has been spending $22 million a year investigating it. They released footage of an F-18 Navy pilot chasing one of them. Got 80 years worth of data in the modern UFO phenomenon, and guess what? Nobody's come up with a conclusive answer. Nobody can actually say this is what it is. And there are very good reasons for that, by the way.
Well, you also allude to in this that this could be a connection between evolution and UFOs. That takes us back even further than some 70, 80 years, does it not?
Well, what happens is the serious researchers, now I come at it from a Christian perspective. I'm the head of an Atlanta-based apologetics ministry. But the one thing I can confidently say is, regardless of your world views, the serious experts, and I don't mean, you know, the average science fiction fan who watches Star Trek and Star Wars and is enamored with the idea of aliens flying millions of light years from a galaxy far, far away. That's not the reality. The reality is that this phenomenon has been seen throughout the ages. And for example, in the movie, we interview a guy called Nick Redfern. He is kind of the modern UFO guru. He's the consultant for the History Channel and their Ancient Aliens and UFO Hunter shows. And he actually says in the movie, he said, we're dealing with a phenomenon that's been with us as long as we have recorded history, and it masks its true identity. He said, in years ago, they would have appeared as fairies. But when that entity, wherever it comes from, stands there and says, hey, I'm from the Pleiades, I've chosen you, you're special, I've got a mission for you, that becomes a life-changing experience for somebody, and they actually believe it because it's kind of pop culture. But in the past, people had encounters with beings called demons and angels, and even in third world countries, we see the same phenomenon manifesting. And they're not coming here from a galaxy far, far away. The common pop culture view is wrong, because all the serious experts know that this is an interdimensional phenomenon, and that means they're actually coming to us from another realm or dimension. That's why when that F-18 Navy pilot, and you can see the footage, chased it, it was seen on radar, and suddenly it literally vanished into thin air. And one of the best examples of this is 1952 Washington UFOs. We interview a radar operator, and it resulted in the biggest gathering of the press since the Second World War, and these lights were seen buzzing the Capitol Dome of the White House. The Air Force was dispatched, and they vanished into thin air. The Air Force landed. They popped out again. They were seen on three separate radar installations, flying at incredible speeds that we don't have craft, today that can fly at those speeds, for example. So, yeah, it's not a new phenomenon. We might give it a new name, but it's an age-old phenomenon that's manifesting itself.
Our friend John Schneider is going to be narrating this presentation. Does anybody know? I mean, is there a secret society? Is there a person that may be long gone from our presence? Does anybody really know? I know presidents have come in. Jimmy Carter wanted to know, what's the deal on these things? Does anybody really know? Can't even keep a secret in the White House. I can't even keep a secret in my staff here at the radio network. But
of course,
the bottom line is there somebody that has the answer and hasn't or didn't or won't tell it?
And I think what leads us to those ideas is if you and I can see something in the sky, if they're tracked on radar and the military see them, the government see them, so the automatic conclusion is the government must know what it is. They must be hiding the truth. But if we're dealing with something that is interdimensional, right, let's think about it in terms of they appear physically, but they're kind of non-tangible in our realm. How do you scientifically test something like that? We can't use our tractor beams on one of these lights in the sky that's defying the laws of physics and pull it in and do scientific tests on it. Nobody actually knows. But one of the things I can promise, and I certainly don't mean this in any kind of arrogant sense, is that we are going to bring information in the movie that I believe the majority of people have never heard before. And we're going to investigate the phenomenon from, if you like, a more interdimensional or supernatural aspect. We're going to look at the very nature of UFOs, and we talk to people who have actually claimed to have had these alien abduction experiences, how it manifested, how it affected them, and even how they put a stop to it and to stop it reoccurring.
You almost want to believe that they're out there, and then you get a little bit scared when you believe it. A couple of nights ago, I was looking in the sky, and, I'm kind of an airplane buff, and I couldn't figure out what the heck that thing was up in the sky, because it was all red lights versus red, white, all the things that you have on a wing of a typical airplane. So it's in everybody's mind, and I don't think it'll go away until we get some answers. Alien Intrusion, Unmasking a Deception That Brings Gary Bates' Book to Life in Cinemas Nationwide. Now, you got to come back and talk with us more, Gary, because this is a subject I could talk for hours and hours and hours upon, and I don't think listeners really get tired of hearing anything more that you could shed on this thing. I think they are sponges when it comes to this topic. So please come back.
Sure. I might be more than happy to do that. Ron, could I just mention where people can get tickets?
Yes.
TathomEvents.com, or they can go to AlienIntrusion.com. We've got some trailers there, more information. On the front page, it says Find a Theater, Book Tickets, click that button. I think that we're going to see some sellouts, so if people want to get along, they probably need to book in advance.
Sounds good. Gary, look forward to having you back.
Anytime. Yeah, give me a call.
Okay.
No problem.
Thank you, sir. Gary Bates has been our guest. You talk about a subject that has universal appeal, alien intrusion, in movie theaters nationwide. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. A Massachusetts college employee has been placed on leave after calling campus police to investigate an African-American student eating lunch in a common room this week. Smith College in Northampton says it's investigating the incident and has apologized to student Umu Kanoti.
It just still upsets me to just talk about it because I don't even feel safe on my own campus and I'm away from home. I'm the first in my family to go to college. I'm doing this not only for me, but for my family.
The college president says the staff will undergo anti-bias training after that incident. A double stabbing on a Bay Area rapid transit train in Oakland Friday after a fight broke out between two men. This woman was there.
It was just super, super aggressive and enough to make someone bleed and, like, their blood staining the chairs.
Neither injury was life-threatening. It's the same station where a woman was fatally stabbed last month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, you're listening to Ron Segi today. I thought that everything that could be written about Charles Manson had already been written. But our next guest has brought it to a new level. She's a former federal prosecutor. She's also been seen, of course, on Fox News and The O'Reilly Factor when he was on Your World with Neil Cavuto, Lou Dobbs, and the Wheel of Justice podcast. Joining us right now is Lise Wheel. Hi, Lise. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Ron, it's great to be with you. Thank you so much for having me on.
I thought, as I mentioned in the introduction, that everything was written about Charles Manson. It's unbelievable that something that has happened now 49 years ago still attracts people for some reason. And when I read this book, and believe me when I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this is a page-turner. You cannot put it down. When I read it, I thought, boy, there are things that we don't know about. How the heck did you compile this?
Well, it's interesting. You're exactly right. When I went into this, I thought, you know, what could I find that was new? I wasn't even really looking necessarily for something new, but I wanted to dissect the case as almost like a cold case, you know, looking from the facts from back then, because it really, to me, it was a case that really changed our culture, right?
Yes.
It really changed Americans' innocence at the time, and that's what fascinated me so much from the beginning, even before I knew that I would find something new, as you said that I did.
You know, a lot of people have claimed that this particular situation, this tragedy that happened, an ongoing tragedy, because it wasn't just the Tate-LaBianca murders, but other murders connected to it, was
right.
A product of the times. Do you agree with that?
Well, yes and no. I mean, there were, you know, sex, drugs, and rock and roll and all that, although I wouldn't draw the rock and roll in there. Although, actually, no, to be truthful,
yeah,
I would, because
yeah.
Charles Manson was going after a big rock and roll deal that he thought he would get, and then he thought that the contract was reneged upon, and with the Beach Boys, and, you know, someone said that may have been a potential, you know, anger issue for him. So let's throw rock and roll in there as well. There was a cultural thing going on that may have been a way that he was able to attract some of the quote-unquote girls that were with him. Sex was certainly a part of it. You know, it was kind of this culture of anything goes. But again, it was this changing part, you know, this changing time in our culture that was happening. But as I say in the book, and I make the point even after the book, that this phenomenon is going on even now, that Manson's playbook happens again and again and again, and what Manson used and was able to use to attract these women and keep these women and really use these women to do these horrible things for him, you know, that playbook happens even now,
mm-hmm.
and so lest culture, lest history repeat itself, you know, we have to study history so those evil things don't keep happening again and again. And I think that's what is so fascinating about studying what really is now history, because as you say, Ron, it happened, it'll be 50 years again next August.
Right.
So we're in our, you know, it's really historical perspective that I tried to bring to Hunting Manson.
I'm sorry, I should have mentioned the book's name. I can't believe I didn't do that. It's called
That's okay.
Hunting Charles Manson. I've done this for so long, Lise, I just take things for granted. I'm so sorry about that. Hunting Charles Manson. Now, here's the thing that I really enjoyed, and I delve into this thing like crazy. A lot of people they don't read books that they get because they get so many of them. I couldn't put this thing down.
You know, that's so right, and I so much appreciate that because I've been on both ends of this,
you know,
doing my podcast and stuff like that. Some people, when they interview authors, they haven't read the book.
I know.
They say something like, oh, I really must read this now. It's like, you know, you might have thought about doing that before you interviewed the author.
I had somebody tell me one time, and with no disparity to Larry King, but they said all he does is read the covers of the jacket, you know, and I try to read the whole thing because you get a better sense of it. And I tell you what really struck out was the personal conversations. I mean, how do you know, Lise, how accurate, and if so, where did you get these personal conversations? Because you had things in there that were dialogue between all the main characters that fit right into the picture. How'd you get that?
Oh, absolutely. Well, that is just painstaking research. That's going through all the parole hearings, right, because there were many, you know, the hearings afterwards, you know, because all of them have been convicted, right? So then now I can have the historical perspective. So I'm going back through that. And this is now what they've said years later after they've been convicted in their parole hearings. So I'm able to piece together things and go back and sort of in a montage type way, put you back in the setting, put you back in those rooms, put you back in to where the events happened. And I can do that. It's all historically accurate, but I can do that piecing together for you through historical documents, you know, through historical documents. So it's all accurate, it's all history, but I'm doing that through painstakingly going through the archives and bringing you there. The other thing that I was really lucky, if you put that in quotes, to get that I didn't know when I started researching the book, was that I was able to be really the only press person allowed in the last parole hearing, the last one he's had, of Tex Watson. Now, you know, Charles Tex Watson was Manson's right-hand man.
Right.
He's the one who actually committed, you know, plunged the knife in and did the murders. Manson orchestrated the murders. Manson set that in motion, you know, conspiracy law and all of that, which you can get into. But he didn't actually commit the murders, actually plunged the knife in. Tex had that lovely job. And I was the only press person allowed in California in 2016 when Tex had his last parole hearing. So I sat 3 feet away from Watson with nobody in between us, just me and looking at this killer in this maximum security prison. So I took my little notes, scribbled my handwriting as fast as I could, and took this all in. So there's a whole chapter in there that's kind of written from Tex Watson's perspective, and even going in and doing in the murders and all of that. It's all written from Tex's perspective because I sat there and listened to him recount all these years later what he did and how he felt and why he did his motivation.
You know, you got a great pictorial in here, Lise, and one of the pictures is of Tex Watson, how he looks today. Boy, if you saw
that. I took that picture. It's my first photo credit.
Well, I got to tell you.
I've written 18 books, but it's my first photo credit.
Well, I must tell you something. When you look at that picture, he looks like the guy that you would see in the line at Home Depot.
You know what?
He's not a bad-looking guy.
Right.
It's amazing.
Isn't that scary?
It's very scary when you think about it because, you know, the guy was a crazy murderer. I mean, in one particular case, Charles Manson wanted to give the impression that they killed somebody, Shorty was his name, by decapitating him, even though they didn't. But the story sounded good in the family unit there at Spahn Ranch. You know, there have been many, many documentaries, and I think even movies from a theatrical fashion that have profiled this. But you know what, Lisa, and I say this sincerely, not because you're on the show, this would make a good movie for many reasons, one of which is the ongoing private dialogue. I mean, just take it right from the pages of the book and, you know, don't Hollywoodize it because it's already a fascinating story. Have you had any offers along those lines?
Well, thank you very much. No, I'm working with CNN right now. They're doing a documentary, but it's going to be archival. It's going to be just a historical documentary. I'm just working with them to kind of narrate for them, you know, putting some of the scenes together. And that's just a straight archival. It's not, you know, anything fancy. So it's not a Hollywood kind of thing. It's just a CNN documentary. Other than that, no. I'm not looking to do any kind of Hollywood type thing with this. I mean, you know, there has been, as you say, so much done. And there's this Quentin Tarantino movie coming out. You know, I'll certainly be interested in see what he does with it. I just really wrote this really as a historical piece. I want there to be some, and I very much appreciate what you said, Ron. I take that really to heart. I very much appreciate it because you have read it. But I really wanted there to be one book that really told this piece, this piece of history as a historical piece. And it's a thriller, and it won't put you, you know, you won't fall asleep, I don't think.
No,
so I wanted,
no.
You know, I'm a thriller writer, so I write in that vein. I can't help myself. But it really is meant to be kind of an historical piece, you know, where you will have a sense in one book of what really happened for history.
Well, that you have done several times over, Lise. We're going to pause for just a second. We're going to come back. Lise has agreed to stay with us another segment. Of course, she is well known for her reporting on Fox News, and the book is called Hunting Charles Manson, The Quest for Justice in the Days of Helter Skelter, as penned by Lise Wheel. And we'll be back with more interesting and unbelievable stories that are in this book with Lise Wheel. And there's more to come with Ron Zedgy today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Today, and our guest has been so nice to join us for another segment from Fox News, and an author and a former federal prosecutor in her own right. Lise Wheel is our guest. She has penned a book I have right in front of me. It's entitled Hunting Charles Manson. And Lise, did you ever meet or interview Manson?
No, I didn't. Of course, I wrote him and never got a response. And, you know, that's pretty much pro forma. I knew I wouldn't get a response. But, of course, I wrote him several times. I knew I was going to get a response. I would have been shocked if I did. And he got so many bushels of mail. I certainly interviewed many people around him, including that Jason Freeman, the grandson who got rights to his body and was all sorts of legal turmoil about whether he gets the estate or not. Got to Jason Freeman and early on in researching this book, before the media sort of got to Freeman and before Manson got sick and died, now Jason Freeman is very much, you know, involved in the media and taking interviews and very much, you know, sort of in the media eye around Manson. And that's fine. Of course, everybody is capitalized and do what they need to do.
Was there a problem with the fact that two different law departments were investigating two different murders? They were investigating the LaBianca murders and the Tate murder, okay? But they weren't, even though they were in the same close jurisdiction, they were not sharing their notes, so by they did not know that these things were related. I mean, that's kind of archaic for the time, don't you think?
Of course there was a problem! Problem. And again, this is why we write history, right? So that we help people read about history so they think, oh, maybe this shouldn't happen in the present day. We don't want history to repeat itself. You know, we want the FBI, we want the CIA to share notes. We want the LAPD and the LA Sheriff. We want law enforcement to share notes one with each other. Because if we have a murder scene in one where you have, you know, people brutally murdered and their blood marked across the walls, a scene just a day or two later in a different jurisdiction where kind of the same thing is done, you know, you might want to share those notes, you think?
Yeah.
I mean, I shouldn't be sarcastic, but it's just so frustrating. And I am third generation federal prosecutor. My father also was an FBI agent. My grandfather was a judge as well as being a prosecutor. So I kind of have, you know, law enforcement in my genes, and I don't mean the jeans I wear. I just, you know what I'm saying? So it's very frustrating for me. Yeah. Let's solve these cases faster so the bad guys aren't out there on the street.
Yeah, it's amazing it took months for them to even arrest Manson and the family, even though they were periodically going back to the Spahn Ranch, and they were, you know, keeping a pretty close tab on him. In fact, in the book, how he was able to skirt the law so many times prior to the major event that took place. Did you interview Diane Lake at all for this book?
I did not. I would have been so interested in doing that. She's got a fascinating book out as well.
Yes.
She was actually a member. You know, she did not participate
right.
in the brutal murders.
Right.
Thank goodness, because she wouldn't have been able to write a book and sell a book about it. But I still would like to talk with her and talk about her experiences. I mean, how these women, I still don't understand. And I tried it. I discuss it. I talk about it. And it's sort of the psychological things wrapped into one. It happens again and again and again. We can't just say, oh, Manson did it once and it hasn't happened again. There are the cult phenomena repeats itself. Kind of, you know, he brought them in with love and from hippie stuff. And then once they're in, it's like, bam, don't ever try to get out.
You know, what I found fascinating, it's almost like a religious following, because he felt that there was this black minority revolution that was going to take place. He was going to go out in the desert, wait till the thing was over, then come back and be the savior of the world after this revolution. I mean, that's a kind of a religious type of approach, and parallels a little bit of bizarre thought process, if you will. It really,
oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, he calls himself Christ.
Yes, yes.
I mean, yeah, and the girls referred to him as Christ. You know, he was guru, he was, you know, the savior, he was all these things, you know, that he called himself, all these names he had for himself, but it was very much akin to a religious phenomena. And he would do things like take away their birthdays from them.
Mm-hmm.
He would take away their names from them.
Yeah.
He would rename them. So he became the all-knowing father, God-like figure.
So reading this thing, I'm thinking to myself, geez, I have nice clothes. I have a really nice car. and I can't attract women like that. And this guy comes, this guy comes out like a real.
But you don't. You don't paint yourself up to be God. I mean, it's a really scary thing. And to bring in the men, and he would trade on their insecurities. But listening to Tex Watson all these years later, and the parole officer just screaming at him, you know, what made a God fearing, you know, church going, you know, young man like you move from Texas to California and commit the worst crimes the state has ever seen? And Tex Watson just looks at him and says, you know, Charlie showed us love and acceptance, and, you know, and the parole officer's like, you know, you're like talking about my teenagers.
Yeah, sex was very prevalent. And, you know, and there were some famous people, as you mentioned, Dennis Wilson of the Beach Boys, Terry Melcher.
Yeah.
Doris Day's son, isn't it?
Doris Day's was a son, exactly. So there were lots of sort of celebrity sightings kind of things, fringe people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were all, you know, in that celebrity milieu definitely going on. And Charles Manson was the ultimate, you know, hanger-on or wannabe celebrity, you know, couldn't quite make it kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a fascinating book. Later years, he actually targeted Johnny Carson a couple of times, but... I saw an interview with him after he was in prison, and he said, if I was out, the first person I'd go after is Johnny Carson. I just never understood that. Johnny was such a nice man.
Now, you're telling me something. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Wow. Carson? Are you kidding? Well, why am I surprised, Ron?
You know, he was the ultimate success when it comes to the entertainment business, if you exclude Sinatra and Elvis and the Beatles. I don't know for what reason, but he did. Hunting Charles Manson is the name of the book. It's penned by a very educated, talented, nice lady, Lise Wheel. Lise, would you do me a favor? You're a great guest.
Sure.
Would you come back again? Maybe we can talk politics or something else.
Sure, of course, Ron, anytime. This was so delightful. Thank you so much for having me on.
And I urge everybody to get this. I hate to say this is easy reading, because it isn't. I hate to say that it's uplifting, because it isn't. But gosh, it is so doggone interesting that if you miss it, you miss a great piece of literature. Lise, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Ron. And it is uplifting in a sense. We can learn from history,
yeah,
right?
Oh,
so
sure.
We don't repeat it. We can learn from it, and we can see when it's coming, so we can go, aha, we're not going to do that. We're not going to repeat those mistakes.
That's right. That's exactly right. Well, thanks, Lise, and we look forward to having you back, okay?
You got it, Ron. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lise. Our guest has been Lise Wheel, very prominent TV personality, former federal prosecutor, and the author of Hunting Charles Manson. It's in hardcover in bookstores as we speak. Get it? And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
Oh, I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix the sink and a painter to paint it.
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com. veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. And use discount code USA.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank Lee Aronson, talking about his movie, 40 Years in the Making. Of course, co-founded Two and a Half Men and The Big Bang Theory. Also to Gary Bates for his UFO movie, and Lise Wheel, Fox News, and writing a book called Hunting Charles Manson. Was that not an interesting interview? Next hour, Ben Coase will be here. His book is called Bloody Sunday. He worked under two presidents. It's a fascinating book. The Diesel Brothers on Discovery. Coach Joe Gibbs coached the Redskins and now a NASCAR car owner. I got to tell you, this guy is something else. I love the coach. And Claire Robinson will be talking about summer entertaining. And that's all coming up next hour, live all across the USA with Ron Sedgy today.